different time
God.
Set to the show.
Up here we go.
You.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is another award. Award deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
I am the guy known as Zis Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you live from the U, the L's, and the C. That is the unknown location central. That's where we, when I'm saying we, I'm talking about the resistance fighters, because I can't do this show by myself. I won't do this show by myself, because it's no fun stultifying yourself. So I have to do it with the resistance fighters. Do you hear that Ed McMahon laugh? Who are resistant fighters, you ask? Let me introduce Z-Crew. The man is going to be moving into a new abode real soon. He's going to be moving to a new abode, and he's going to be absent. He put in his vacation request earlier on today. He is the one, the only, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man that's really happy to be here, and I hope we have a really good show today. I can't
He's
wait
trying
to talk
to take
about
Steve's
all kinds of
job.
Weird things like public bathrooms and stuff.
Man, you just stepped on all the lines of this.
Hey, what did the Easter egg ask for at the hair salon?
Hold on a second. We'll answer that once we answer the rest of the crew, because I don't want to be the only one to get it wrong.
Okay. I'll give you a second.
Remember that. All right. So, again, you stepped on the lines of the reason we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. And he is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking? Wow, he did it on time.
I'm really excited about today's show. I know you've got a lot of great topics lined up for us. And, I've been waiting all week for this because I know our fans do too. So anyway, I'm slowing things down. Let's get on with the show.
Whoa, that was a little more avant-garde, or it was better than what Hanging Chad did. Yeah, but he tried to step on you boys, but no, nobody can step on the crack and break your mama's back like you. So coming in from straight out of the bed, unwashed, unshaven, unshowered. She is the lovely, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm looking outside at a beautiful magnolia tree. It's sunny out. I'm not reasonable, X. I'm sorry. I'm sticking good. There you go. I'm sorry.
Wow. For a minute there, I had thought that I was in a time zone. I was in a place where this is a world of utopia, because everybody was so nice. But you know, this will come to a screeching halt right now when I introduce the man who's gonna put the sounds through your eardrums. He is known as the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
Well, I'm just so happy to be here. I think it's going to be a wonderful show. It always is, because you're in charge.
Damn. All right, guys. I am so flattered. So let me, while you guys are being nice, I have to ask this question, because as I was introducing you guys, I was looking at something and I need your honest opinion.
Wait, Chad's joke.
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Chad, let's, Easter egg and a rabbit. What was your joke again?
Hairdressers.
What did the Well, crap, now I kind of forgot it. Something about like what the Easter egg asked for at the haircut place. Okay. And the answer was, what they want at Supercuts. What the Easter egg want at Supercuts? A dye job.
Yeah, I'm gonna stultify that. I don't.
How do you know a rabbit is in a good mood?
He got 2 foot.
He's happy.
Very timely.
You're so stupid. I thought I was trying to be like Easter.
Dad joking.
Just continuing to be lame.
Hold a second. Don't be offended, but yes, you're right. You were doing it.
Oh no.
Okay, I don't want to. Like I say, I don't. Okay, so now. Great job, even though, you know, we used to do joke of the day and Hanging Chad brought it back. So he did his joke of the day. But I have to ask this question because I have to. Does my face look fat?
No.
No.
No, no, no more fatter than usual.
Okay, because I was told that my face is like it's getting fatter. And I'm not mad at
it. Who told you that?
Just people in the community.
Did you get an email?
The people. So I hadn't noticed that until someone said it. And then I started thinking, you know how, like I say, you want to buy a Dodge truck, you go buy a Dodge truck, and they say, you see a bunch of Dodge trucks.
You went out there and saw some fat faces, and now you see a lot of fat faces.
No,
it's on my face. See. No.
Somebody said I had a fat face, so now my face fat.
Keep your lips together and lower your chin.
But Spike.
Yes, sir.
Your face has no wrinkles on it.
That's true.
So that's let it be as fat as it wants because, yeah. Okay, yeah, but you're going to get wrinkles if you get skinny face.
Why can't I just, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that.
But yeah. You need surgery for that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so
I'm so beautiful.
To alleviate my fat face, maybe I should wear a bigger hat. You put a bigger hat on, then your head looks small, right?
You could wear a mask again.
Wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not where I was going with that. But because if I wear a mask, you can't see my beautiful fat face. But
if you're trying to hide it, that's the perfect thing to use.
Yeah.
Point taken. All right. Let me try this. Voice of reason. Does my face look fat?
I know how you can make it look thinner. Keep your lips together and drop your chin down a little bit.
Actually, that's not true. You're supposed to raise your chin so you don't get a double.
No, you're supposed to lower your chin so you don't get a double. Nope. Like
that causes double.
Yeah, but then you can see the double. See, if you go like this, you can't see my extra chin.
Well, you're supposed
to. Like you can when you do this.
Well, you're supposed to put your teeth together, raise your chin, and then open your mouth just slightly like this. And that way, that's how you will see models and people take pictures all the time.
You know, people are listening to the radio, and they're not seeing an awful lot of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't see Hanging Chad's chin at all.
There you go. That's how you do it.
All right. Well, then, since PW is here, since PW has put a stultify on my beauty tips for the day, let's go ahead and get the show started by talking about three things:
the past, the present, and the future.
Here he comes. Hanging Chad is returning. All right, so this is the Spike on the Mic show where we talk about those three things. We are the number one award-deserving show. Award-deserving show, and we love to pick up hitchhikers, so you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3100. Use that line.
3900.
Yes.
Yeah, God forbid, don't say it wrong. No one will call.
Because you're going to get a lot of bad calls. Yeah, really.
813-699-3900.
Yes, that's the number you can call. You can participate. You can even drive the show because we love picking up hitchhikers. Let's jump right into the show with what we like to do, ladies and gentlemen, call the big A word of the day. That was so early. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, here's the big A word of the day. What we like to do is we like to try to educate, mold, and massage your brain so you can come in with words that we want to help you understand, because sometimes I don't know what the big A word of the day. Let me rephrase that. All the time, I never know what the big A word of the day is, but I like to ask the resistance fighters what's the big A word of the day so that they can educate me and the listening audience. But before we do that, we have to introduce one of our last hanging, lately attending, but also straight out of the shower, no shaving. She is the lovely, the talented Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how you sticking?
Like somebody who forgot there was a test today.
Oh, man. So you saying that you did not do your homework?
Sure. I did my homework.
Oh, okay. All right. We're good. Ladies and gentlemen, you will be have to turn in your homework today. Okay. So if you hadn't done it,
hurry up, Kim.
Get it done. Get it done.
This is how you know it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Kim finally gets here.
Yeah. Also, PW hates this, but I got to ask you, Kim, does my face look fat?
Yes. I mean, no, it looks great.
Okay, let's keep it moving then. Keep it moving. All right. The big A word of the day is, and I suspect that the resistance fighters are going to know this. When I heard it, I said, okay, these people are more astute than I am, so they may know it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this thing three times in total silence.
Thrice
in total silence. Here is the big A word of the day.
Circumscribe.
That's one.
Circumscribe.
That's two.
That's two.
Circumscribe.
That's three.
Did we have Luna Lovegood read our word today?
It did sound like her.
Yeah.
But without the English accent.
Yeah.
That is the big A word of the day. And we'll go around and ask the resistance fighters, because I'm fairly certain someone in this cast of Merry Memories is going to know who this is, what the word is today, what the word is. Oh, also, programming note. I am going to learn to speak slowly now, because I've been listening to a lot of replays. I talk real fast, and I mess up a whole lot. But it's
well, you know, if you talk really fast, people don't notice you messed up. Because it goes by too quick.
Because you're right. This is a double-edged sword, because I talk really slow.
Yeah, then people are going to go, oh, did you hear what he just said?
They heard me miss it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I'll think about which way to go with that. All right, so the big A word of the day. PW, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I do.
I suspected that. Voice of Rizion?
I have 80% confidence I do.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. How about you, Mr. Hanging Chad?
I do.
Dang. And Miss Billis?
I do.
And to round out the coming around the home stretch is Miss Kim. Miss Kim, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I do.
Man. All right, this is kind of putting a little dark cloud over my head.
Why?
I don't know what the big A word of the day is.
But so you could figure it out by the sound of the word.
But wait a minute. You just clicked on the dictionary page. And you still don't know what it is.
Don't.
I mean, that's where that voice comes from. The Webster's page.
Let's try it again.
Circumscribe.
Okay. So now, let's say I don't know what the word is. I'm going to see if I can dissect it. See if I can dissect it. Yes. Circumscribe.
Correct.
It's when you're born and they cut you in as a male guy.
Yes.
Well, that's it. In a way.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, really. No. And, but first they got to say, hey, sir, I'm going to, they tell you, sir, I'm going to circumscribe you. All right. So I'm going to go on a limb and say, voice may be outside. Voice reason, what does the big A word of the day mean?
I think it means draw a circle around.
Exactly. There we go. How about you, Miss Kimberly's?
Yeah. Same thing. Confine in a yeah. Within boundaries.
Yeah. You would take your definition would be hard to understand. All right, so Billy's. Yeah.
So yes, literally that's exactly what it means.
To draw a circle around it?
Yeah, pretty much, but it's like to, like Kim said, within boundaries, you stay within limits. No, do fence me in. Circumscribe me.
Don't fence me in.
BW?
Put a ring on it. No, actually, that drawing a circle around something is basically at the root of the word. But it means to set limits.
Oh, okay. All right. So since you're so good, use it in a sentence, please, PW.
The parameters were circumscribed by the definition of dogfish.
I don't think people should be giving other meanings to the word circumscribed. I mean, it basically means draw a circle around and that's it.
No, that's not true. That is not.
No, he's setting limits, see? Was his play on the.
You just can't go around willy nilly changing what the meaning of words.
So, all right, voice of reason, use it in a sentence.
Oh, okay. I took out my protractor and I went to the map and circumscribed the city of Tampa.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
No, not you. Of course, you're going to agree because you said it. Billy, was that correct, the use of a sentence?
Not really.
Really? No. Yeah. So I'll use it in a sentence. Hey, Lil Joe, are you circumscribed?
Little Joe.
Yes. All right, so that is the big A word.
Or in other words, helmet or anteater.
No. We all
never heard that, but okay.
You painted a picture that I had not.
Yeah.
I hadn't stroked.
The circumscribed area of the boundaries of Pittsburgh is approximately 150 square miles. I don't know if that's true, but I think that's the way you can use it. Similar to what Reason was doing.
So what I'm hearing is, in order to use the word, the big A word today, you have to bring up other fancy words. You can't just use regular words and insert circumscribe. Because PW said the parameters, and you said the diameters, and all these other kind of other words that are not used in normal conversation with me.
She stentified me when she snickersneed the parameters of the subscription of the subscribing Pittsburgh parameters.
Again, you never use circumscribe, but I understand.
I tried. I forgot the word halfway through.
All right, here's the sentence they give in the dictionary. Their movements were strictly monitored and circumscribed.
There you go. Now, see that? I can almost follow that one. I can understand that. That's because he was freshly circumscribed and he couldn't move.
That's it. Yeah.
Freshly circumscribed.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and. Oh, snaps. I hit that. Let's go ahead and start off with the rest of the show with topic changing music.
All right. As if we already didn't change the topic many times, we are now changing the topic.
Okay, this topic here is a question of the day. PW, I apologize. I like to call this topic here question of the day.
Question of the day.
Oh, can I change that again?
Can I change that again?
I like to call this topic here. Oh, damn it. I forget. Where is it? Oh, here. Let me try it one more time. Hit the topic changing music again.
All right, here we go. All right. That was a lovely topic, but now we're going to change it once again here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here respect or male pig.
Respect or male pig.
Right. All right. So now this is a question I wanted to ask resistance fighters because I wanted to ask you guys that and I want to see how you guys play on this. Now, pretend that you're at a dinner party with your family. Okay. Everybody's at a dinner party and you're with your significant other. Right. Okay. Yeah. You're talking to them. Here you go. All right. So
he's not usually that enthusiastic.
Now, you're with your partner, your wife, or your husband, or your spouse. And all them things are probably the same thing. And now it's time to fix dinner and fix a plate. Who does your partner fix the plate for first? You or your father? Think about this. You're at a dinner party, and you're with your spouse, your husband, and that your partner is fixing the plate. But your father is still there. Who does your partner, spouse, bring the plate to first? Mm. You or the father? And I'll start with TW.
Well, I'd be a little concerned if my wife made a plate for my father.
Okay, let's stay in the parameters. He is there.
Oh, that's even worse. Okay. All right. So my wife is going to make a plate for the ashes.
He's there, and he's alive, and everything is...
Oh, okay. All right.
So much circumstances on me.
Yeah. All right. She's just going to do it for me.
Okay.
Not at all for him.
How about you, Kims?
Wait, my spouse? So Ross is going to fix a plate for my father?
No.
If your father was still alive.
Yeah. No. Let's change it. Now, see, this is.
I'm getting confused.
Pretend that he's still alive.
Yeah, it's on the off chance. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Okay, let's change it. Let's change it back because this is the pig part. Kim, you are at a dinner party. W and Ross is there. Who do you fix the plate for?
Who do I fix the plate for?
Correct. First.
My dad.
All right. Kim's, same scenario.
Just my name is Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Both of y'all look alike. Billy?
No, we don't.
Hey, yes. You say that about tall people.
I ain't that pretty.
You say that about tall people, so there. How's it feel? Sorry.
I don't have a significant other right now, so
okay. Will you guys play in the boat getting the scenario?
Imagine.
No, it's
so my imaginary significant other would feed me first. I would feed my father first.
Okay, voice of reason.
Boy, I can't imagine that my dad hadn't already fixed himself a plate.
He could fix one for me.
This scenario is... Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's already fixed himself.
I also already know what Chad's going to say. See it in his eyes.
Yeah, I'm always...
He's not even, he doesn't come in until everybody's left. And then even he has to eat. Yeah.
All right, so Weiss, so what say you?
It's pretty much serve yourself around here.
Has your dad been circumcised?
No. Yeah, probably. Yeah, he was married, so he was definitely
circumcised. Yeah.
So, you restricted? I got it. Hot to bone to bone. All right, so
I don't know. I can't answer. I'm sorry. Me first. Me first in the gimme gimmies. Always.
Oh wow, you know that band?
Yeah, really.
You've heard of that band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, round off the answers and questions. Hanging Chad. Go ahead.
this is a hard one because it starts off with you're at a dinner party, which
which is Chad's worst nightmare.
Which I really try to avoid. But if somebody had to serve somebody some food, I would think they're being super extra because I grew up in a family where you don't serve people. You get up off your butt and you give what you want because this isn't a soup kitchen. So I don't care whether your ash is dead or still alive. Come make your plate. I can't read your mind. I don't know what you want to eat. I don't know how much you want. And I'm not, this isn't a, you want it, come get it.
As somebody that's had dinner at Chad's place, I have always served myself.
Yeah, I'm not serving anybody. You're lucky that we're allowed to come over.
It's around me, huh? Hey, well, I'm going
to... Oh, that was spot on.
I think it's disrespectful. Let's say if my spouse and my dad, and we're at a dinner party, this the title is Respect or Chauvinist Pig, right? It was just male pig. I almost think, now just think it's kind of disrespectful if my significant other brought my dad the plate first. let me explain.
Is that a spikeism?
If you want it, you can have it. Here I am. Come and get it. All right, so.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Let me explain why. Because my significant other, my spouse, her father gave me away. Gave her away to me. We are married. We are an item. So I should get first right.
Do you own her now?
Right around yes. you.
Oh, is she a possession?
So she's absolutely. Your slave?
Is she allowed to leave the house?
She's your servant.
Yes.
Okay. She's circumvented. Or whatever the word is.
Oh, man.
All right, well,
does she listen to this show?
I'm certain that she's going to do whatever she wants.
No, and I understand that. But I was just saying, if the scenario comes where there's two plates that they fixed, and there's the man, I mean, the father and the husband, who do you get hand the plate to?
The baby.
No, I was going to say the patriarch, which is
that?
The father.
Okay. Can we expand on this question a little bit? Well, suppose both hers and your father are there.
I don't care.
That really, me.
What?
Spike, yeah, he owns her. Come on.
You need a plate before either of your parents. Someone better have a broken hip.
Does it have a matching spoon?
What? We have matching spoons.
Does your plate have a matching spoon?
They say he isn't hers? No. Okay.
Is your plate made out of paper? Because if it is, what? I'm sure these rules are not needed.
All right. Well, listen. I have spoken. I have given out scenarios and feelers. Next time you guys are in that situation, step back and think, what would Spike do?
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam
Style. Yes. Did he just have a barbecue?
Who?
Was there a cookout at Spike's?
Yeah. Did your wife hand somebody a plate?
Something happened.
Did your wife hand somebody a plate?
There was some jealousy happening.
Oh, yeah. I was thoroughly upset about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Spike, do you make your own plate ever?
All the time. Okay. But it was a topic that came up, and we were trying to see who's more important, the married person or the father. And somebody has to be a first, right?
Dad.
No, everyone's equally important, and everyone has equally two legs and can come get their plate.
But honor thy father.
But you don't like people, Chad. Right. So
that's not true. I don't like the fact that someone thinks I need to serve them. Like, sorry to hear about your legs being broken. Get up off your butt. That's literally what I was told growing up. If I asked somebody to give me something, they would say, oh, sorry to hear about your legs being broken. And then I got the message and got up and got it myself.
And I
plan to put that on all of my house guests.
So the sorry,
pushing that garbage down the line.
So the sorry part was being facetious because you really wasn't sorry. Because if you're sorry about somebody's legs broken, you would assist them. Ooh, you just got lawyered.
No, if their legs were broken, they can crawl.
Or wheel.
Just kidding. If their legs are broken, that's now we have a topic here.
But are you really saying sorry?
No, he's totally being facetious.
Yeah, sure. I don't want anyone's legs being broken.
Okay.
Then they can't go get their own plate. No, I have to do it.
They comprende. Oh, I understand. That's French for okay. All right.
Everybody has eaten now.
Au francois.
Yeah, we're all full. We're full on that topic.
Yeah, really. All right. So with that being said, let's do topic changing music.
All right. I think we've completely slaughtered that topic. Let's see what we can destroy in the next topic.
I need a wet nap.
PW, I was thinking now would be a good time for us to do OK Boomer.
Oh, all right.
Get the song? Yes.
Okay, boomer.
I love that song.
All right, so now this is the time when we figure out: is it okay, boomer, or no way, boomer? And participants this time is going to be the one, the only PW.
Oh, great.
He's going to get them all right.
I will.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know if we have enough terms.
I'm betting on you, P-Dub.
Thanks.
So we're going to go with the traditional highest chicken scratch wins. And the chicken scratch, if you know the chicken scratch.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, boomer is the answer if you think he got it. No way, boomer, if you think he does not know what it is. And P-Dub, we're counting on you on the honor system, okay?
All right. But... now, don't they decide whether or not I know it before I give it?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So, first thing he says the word, he gives you the scenario, and the first thing you say is, I got it.
Yeah, okay. Tell me when you think you know what it is. Okay.
It doesn't matter whether you got it or not. Right. Just say, I got it.
All right. No, I got it in my...
All right. So, okay, PW.
Yes.
What do the kids in the street mean when they say, crashy?
Oh,
crashy. Don't tell me the definition. Tell me whether you got it or you don't got it.
I got it.
All right. Voice of reason. Okay, boomer, or no way, boomer.
Oh, gee. I'm gonna bet against you on this one. Sorry, BW. I don't think you have it.
You said no way, boomer.
No way, boomer.
All right. Hanging Chad. Okay, boomer. No way, boomer.
No way, boomer.
All right. Miss Billy's, okay, no way.
I'm going to say no way, boomer.
And Kim, to round out the okay, boomers, does he know what the kids say when they say crashy?
No. No way.
Dang, everybody sound with such...
Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, ye of little faith. All right. CW, what do the kids in the street mean when they say crashy?
Accident prone.
Well, I'll let you guys decide. The kids in the street with crashy means crazy, trashy, like a train wreck.
That's not what Dad said.
That's not so. Chicken scratch for voice, chicken scratch for Kim, chicken scratch for Chad, and chicken scratch for Billy. All right. How about this one? PW, what do the kids in the street means when they say the plug? What do the kids in the streets mean when they say the plug?
Kim? Oh, I have it.
What? Oh, you have it. Sorry. Okay. Kim? Okay, boomer. No way, boomer.
No way.
All right. Hanging Chad?
No way.
How about you, Miss Billy?
Okay, Boomer.
And voice of Rizion.
I think there's a little hesitance in his saying that he got it. So I'm going to say no way, Boomer.
No way, Boomer.
I noticed a slight hesitancy in his
answer. All right, then, PW, okay or no way, what do you mean when the kids say the plug?
The commercial.
What?
I'm sorry, that's a giveaway. Okay. No.
Show business. Show business got in the way.
Show business time. I mean, that is kind of what it means in other other circles.
Not boomers. Or in the kids, when they say
the not Gen Zs, yeah.
The plug in the kids' definition is that someone supplies the alcohol or the drugs.
Ooh,
chicken scratch. Wow. This is a FYI. If you guys hear this in the streets, you guys should be hip to know what's going on now. That's the plug, right? So chicken scratch for VR, Force of Reason, Kim, and Hank and Chad. Billy, you are out on your own. Okay, so now here's another one. I think I need to give him no. Don't. Let's be fair on everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, PW.
Yes.
Yes. What do the kids in the streets mean when they say 57X? I'm sorry. 53X. 53X. I don't think it's fair.
I would have known 57X, but 53X.
Well, he just gave it away now. 53X. What do the kids mean in the streets when they say 53X? And I'll start it with you, Hanging Chad.
No way, Boomer.
And Miss Billy?
No way, Boomer.
And Voice of Reason?
No way.
And Kim?
No way.
All right, I'm going to take that one back because that one was too, and actually, I don't even want to play this game no more.
Wait a minute.
This is our favorite game.
Yes, we love this.
I just really like this song.
Yeah, you really. No, because
it's the one thing that I knew.
No, you didn't. It means sex.
No, I know it.
Well, 53X means sex. So I guess if you write it out, it looks like you write the word sex.
The five is an S. The three is an E. X. Sex.
All right. And so
now.
Why
did you do that one?
No, I thought it was what size shirt do I wear?
Oh. I guess so. This is
your waistline.
What? Why is that show that the game is bad? The game's awesome. This is my favorite game.
Because you can take all the fish you want, PW. He's not gonna know none of this stuff. He's the biggest no boomer at all.
I don't know. My daddy's pretty hip.
Yeah,
he's got it together.
Said like a daughter.
Let me try one. 23 Skidoo.
Okay, Boomer. DW, you know what that means?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that a military thing?
No.
Oh, okay. So hold on a second. Let's do that. 23. What'd you say for some reason?
23 Skidoo.
All right, Kim. Does he know what that means?
Who?
Boomer over there.
Me.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Boomer. Chad?
No way, Boomer.
And Miss Billy?
Sure, Boomer. Okay. You go for it, Boomer.
Voice of Reason? Well, yeah, you said it.
To scram. Get out of here.
Yeah, this 23 Skidoo.
Yep.
How about this one?
Oh, God.
The cat's pajamas.
Yes! This is awesome.
Okay, Boomer. I'm sorry. Okay, Billy, you know what? You think Boomer knows what that is?
Sure.
Dang it, Chad.
No way, Boomer.
And
thank you, Chad.
Him.
Okay, Boomer.
And then Voice of Reason.
Yeah, he knows what it means.
Right?
He's hip. He knows this stuff.
Yeah.
PW. What,
it's a big deal. It's the latest thing.
Yeah.
It's the bee's knees.
Yeah.
Hey, well, okay.
Or the cat's pajamas.
I'm canceling the show. You, everybody wins. So, no, Billy, you lose because you don't want to miss one. you don't want to miss one. So that, ladies and gentlemen, was our.
I'm a loser, baby.
That was our audition.
If having Billy, if having faith in your father makes you a loser, then I bet you're very happy to be a loser.
I'm so happy.
So that's our edition of OK Boomer. And I want to apologize to the resistance fighters and everybody listening, because PW, he is literally
the boomerist.
Yes.
The boomerist.
Yeah. He ain't been out there in them streets in a while. So it's going to be hard for him to, you know, to pick up on that.
He
is the streets. All right, then let's do the topic, changing music.
Okay. All right. We're going to have a new topic. Because topic about me is no good.
Yes. Okay, Boomer.
Here we go.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's just find out if you guys done your homework. So it is time for homework with the Resistance Fighters. Oh, that'd be a great
theme. Music. Yeah.
Homework with the Resistance Fighters. Somehow we make this. So let's start out with you. Miss Billy, what is your homework for the day?
My homework is this day in history, and it's a very sad day for boomers, because the people of today probably don't give a flying F about this particular event.
Don't give a hoot.
That happened.
Don't give a hoot.
In 1970, on this day in history.
In 1970.
Yeah, it was a very sad day. Many girls, many young girls cried.
Elvis died.
Many young boys threw out their pointy shoes.
Elvis
and
died.
Cut their hair.
Elvis died. I'm still on that one. So am I right or wrong?
No.
That's wrong.
Oh, okay. Darn it.
But it's kind of close.
That was 1977.
Elvis was killed?
No.
She said it was close.
Very sad.
It was close.
What year?
Yeah, I know what it was.
1970.
I thought it was 71.
No, it's 70.
All right, before you give it away, Kim, Hang and Chad, you know what happened in 1970 on this day?
That many girls were very sad about.
Elvis didn't die.
And lots of hippies were sad on this day.
Including my parents.
Ooh, you
including my parents.
You are definitely telling me what happened when Elvis died, but go ahead.
I don't know.
Hippies were not into Elvis.
When can I answer?
A voice of reason?
Do you think you know what it is?
I was in high school at the time. It was spring of my senior year in high school, and I don't remember.
What? Well, why are you told us all the part about high school?
I'm trying to think back. I know the time. I was around. I was alive. It was a major event, and I did not throw out my pointy-toed shoes.
I know why.
Let me scold voice of reason. We know it was a major event because it's Billy's homework. And the part about being in high school didn't help no one or even you.
What? So, but having been a high schooler,
I'm a high schooler, he should know.
He should have been totally aware of this thing that happened in 1970 April 10th.
He could have been in the army and college or working. It still wouldn't have made a difference. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so.
Oh, I know what it is now, too. There was a song written about it.
There was.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
They closed Hotel California.
No, that's. No. Oh,
I got it. Did London Bridge come falling down?
London Bridge.
No. It was the day the music died.
Wait a minute, is that the answer?
Yes.
Let it be. Let it be. The Beatles broke up. Paul officially, I think it was Paul, left the Beatles.
I was thinking Kent State too.
Kim, what do you thought the answer was?
The Beatles broke up. And the reason didn't know is because he was probably a Beach Boys fan.
No. Yeah, because they mentioned Kokomo in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, I would have never known that.
The Beatles had an official breakup date.
It's the day that Paul McCartney left the band. It was April 10th, 1970. was they were no more.
There was like paperwork signed and notaries.
I don't know about that part.
How about Yoko Ono? Was she did something with that?
I don't.
Oh, sure. She caused the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, she caused all the trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who wrote the Day the Music Died song?
Let It Be?
No.
Wait,
is that the same song?
McLean.
No.
Wait, is the Beatles? Okay, never mind. Stop.
Steve got it.
I don't remember his first name, but I know his last
name. Steve?
Oh, the Day the Music Died. That's sorry.
Dave McLean?
Mm.
I don't remember.
John McLean? No, oh, that was in the Nakatomi Tower.
Way to go, Daddy.
Okay. All right. So now let's keep it going. So, Kim, did you do your homework?
I did.
All right. Homework with hymns.
So, in keeping with the most recent holiday, there was a rabbit found in Yuba City, California, and found by believe it was a police officer. They tried to find the bunny's owner and was unsuccessful. So they kept the bunny because apparently it was very useful, and it is a member of the police department now, and it has specific duties. What duties are those?
The duty.
Duty of the rabbit on the police force.
Yeah. So it's a police bunny. What does the police bunny do for the police?
Oh, I know. They send it in caves and pipes to see if there's poison in the air. And if the rabbit don't die, then the police officer can go in there.
That is canary in a coal mine.
Idea number one. Anybody else?
Go ahead.
They use it to...
I got another one.
To cheer up... PTSD from police officers.
Oh.
Can I guess again?
Another guess, yeah.
I have a guess that's sort of piggybacking off of Chad's guess, but Spike, go first.
Right. They do that to see what a bear does in the woods.
So the bunny is to calm down the drug addicts that are completely whacked out of their mind. They use the bunny to calm them down.
My gosh, that's like throwing it to the wolves.
Serious. Yeah. Boys, hold on a second. Boys used in high school, and you don't remember what it was. Go ahead.
I don't know. I love little rabbits. They're so soft and furry.
Again, useless point.
You got them?
They cut off its feet for good luck.
Is it a drug sniffing bunny?
And it has something to do with Easter. Like it's an Easter rabbit for the police department.
So
to find eggs.
Everybody except for P-Dub and Spike, I think we're kind of on the right track. It's a wellness bunny.
Because what else would a bunny be?
Right.
No, y'all never heard there's a bear wipe his butt with a white fluffy rabbit in the woods?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
There, that's once again, the man of the streets come through. Yeah.
Does a bear wipe his...
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, my homework.
All right. Yay!
Hey, I do have questions.
Okay.
So... the police department would arrest somebody that's wildly unruly, and they say, here, hold this bunny, and the bunny would keep them, bring him back to life?
Yeah.
Not bring him back to life, but, make him calm?
Yeah.
The details that were shared was that it is a support animal for all.
Oh, it's so nice.
So
all of the above.
Okay.
I think it's
whacked out drug dealers or drug takers, PTSD, officers experiencing PTSD. It's all of it.
All.
All.
Right. So the answer to this question was everything. Great.
Cuddly fluff nugget.
Yeah, really.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
Yes.
Hanging Chad.
What?
Did you do your homework?
Yes, he did. I saw it earlier.
Very dark in his house today.
Yeah, because I had to unplug my light because my camera was about to die.
Aww.
Yeah, so I did. I found this new app I was going to tell you guys about. This is for all my fishermen out there.
Ooh.
There's an app called Fish Brain. And what it does is it hooks you up to GPS. And you can zoom in on any body of water. And it tells you what fish you'll catch there. And it gives you tips, I think, of lures and things. And pictures. So it's like, think of the way, what's the car traveling app, the Waze app, Wave app?
Waze.
Think of Waze, but for fishermen. So what? On the lakes, you can see what kind of fish are in there, and it shows pictures of people holding up fish that they found in that lake. So if you go to that lake, you can know what you're going to catch and how to catch it, which I think is pretty cool. And
what's
mixing
the name
technology
of the app?
With a fish brain. Yeah, so it looks like this. This is a symbol. Can't find my camera. Oh. Well, anyway, like, do you see how it's a bunch of people holding up fish?
Right?
Oh, my goodness. They like this, dude.
Ah.
Fish finder. Fish finder.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a community of fishermen, and they log where they catch fish. So you know, like, where on the lake to go to find the fish in that lake. Like, where are the fishing spots?
I don't think that's going to last because people usually try to keep their fishing spots silent, don't they?
Well, no, not these people.
Secret?
Yeah.
Keep it secret?
Well, and not only that, the fish have an app
to
tell where the fish
is. He's got that little tiny fish. He's really proud.
Aww,
no, that's not me.
He's holding it way out front to make it look bigger even.
Yeah. So I'm about to start fishing in May because we go with my dad in May, or we do some sea fishing over by Cedar Key. So this popped up as a recommendation, so I downloaded it and looked to see how it works, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second now.
Yes.
That guy was kind of cute.
God, I can't.
Is this, wait,
is this Tinder for fishermen?
I don't know. I got to figure it out still.
That's I'm with you, Kim. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
This is like an iPad. Okay, see the...
Nope.
No.
Where is my camera?
You have to,
on
no.
Here?
You have,
the
you
problem
have to
is
blur.
Yes,
blur.
The problem unblur is your background. Blurred background. If you take that off, then it'll focus on your phone.
Okay. All right. Here's the map, right? You see the blue dots?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you click the blue dot, it tells you
Tinder. It tells you where the single guy is.
I clicked a blue dot.
Where the guy
is. Discovery Cove. You catch those
super
fish.
Super awesome fishes.
Okay. You catch this
fish. You catch those fish.
It rates the fishing spot.
Plenty of fish. It's called Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of fish.
And then it's got all the people who's taking pictures at that
look
fishing
at all
spot.
Those fish. Single
look at
men.
Duty number one.
Looking to hook up
guys,
at Cedar
these
Creek.
Look like,
two for yeah. one.
You guys are making it creepy. You're making it creepy. A lot of these are, yeah.
Great homework. Great homework. Great homework.
Show the people again. Show the people again.
Nope. Great homework, Tad. You did great homework.
All right. Oh my goodness. So the guy on the bottom to the third from the right.
Yeah.
Is a fish.
That's what you're
saying. Okay. I'm telling you.
So Chad's homework.
Look, you guys won't think this is cool, but a listener might think this is cool.
Does it say if they're circumscribed?
No, thank God. Oh, look, it does. It says, look, it tells you the baits to use at that fishing spot for that fish.
Yeah. Come on over here, fella.
Really,
come
let me
over here, ridiculous. I have a little worm.
Fish prank.
Oh, your worm, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Plenty of fish. All right, Kim, let's get out of not Kim.
Fish frame.
Let's get
Fish frame. Fish frame.
Voice of Reason, did you do a homework?
Yeah, and it kind of pertains to what Chad was just doing. Netflix makes these like these TV shows for Netflix or made for Netflix right. thing.
Yes.
And what they do is one of the techniques nowadays to set the plot is to they'll focus in on the person's camera on their
phone,
cell phone, and show some of the texts that are coming through. Like the camera will move to the person's cell phone, and you'll read what their text is saying.
Okay.
Unless you have a little bit of trouble focusing on that, and you pause it, and then what happens is the very company that made the video will paste words and blur the smartphone.
Yeah.
So that you can't read what the text is. the whole plot is a lot of times the whole plot is based on what's on that cell phone, what's being passed back and forth between these two
characters.
In the show.
I feel like I've heard this somewhere before.
Yeah.
I know it's the same one, but doggone it, I'm getting tired of it. I mean, you don't know. What does that say? I know this is important. What is on that phone?
I think it says that you need to get your eyes checked.
No, my eyes are fine. There's nothing wrong with my eyes. You'll see it sometime. You'll notice it. You'll pause it and you'll say, "What is that? They say on that phone?" And you won't be able to read it because they plastered stuff all over it.
Every time you turn around, Netflix is getting your goat, huh?
Boy? That's right.
And they made the movie. They should know that they shouldn't do that.
I feel like I'm totally missing the joke. Everyone is cracking up.
I don't get it either. I'm really mad at them. What is it? What's going on? Did I do something?
I don't know.
Kim is like about to have a heart attack.
I'm not going to stultify your face.
Very Amish ghost behind reason. Does anybody else see the scary Amish ghost?
Where? Yes, with a backwards baseball cap and overalls.
I thought it was a nun.
Yeah, he's looking kind of three quarters to his left.
Yeah, he's probably good gravy.
An Amish ghost.
Yeah, so right to the left side. Oh, it's your jeans. It's your closet.
A tackle box for fishing and some clothes on a clothing rack.
It does.
It looks like an Amish ghost.
His outfit.
Yes, when it's blurred. Yeah.
Oh, is this the hat?
Fishing.
So is this black hat in the upper left corner there?
Yes.
Yeah. Upper right corner on my screen.
Yeah, see like where it breaks right there? That's his ear.
And he's got overalls on and a plain.
And he's carrying a black sack over his shoulder.
None of this was part of the topics, but I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
This is excellent radio.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're walking down the street or driving somewhere, we're painting a picture.
We're painting a picture for you.
That's right.
There is a scary ghost with a blue cap and blue overalls.
What's scary is when you have blue eyes.
Well, with that being said, we have come to the conclusion, the end of this award-deserving program.
So we deserve awards.
We deserve. So let's go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, what stuck with you? And I'll start out with you. PW, what stuck with you?
It turns out I've been circumscribed.
All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
That if I were ever elected president, I would make Chad ambassador to France because of his excellent eating skills.
Yes.
Was that even anywhere in the show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Poor Chad. He would have to dress up.
Yeah.
go to dinners.
But he would serve his father first.
Fork to use.
I missed that one. Okay.
Poor Chad.
All right, Chad, what's stuck with you?
But it would pay well.
Ladies, if you're looking for a fisherman, you know which app to download. They got worms.
They got worms. And Kim, what's stuck with you?
I need to meet Spike's wife.
No.
You need to meet your what?
Meet my
wife.
And Miss Billy, what's stuck with you?
That my dad is really and truly a boomer.
That, ladies and gentlemen,
is
a Spike on the Mic show, and I completely agree with what Billy said. I messed up the boomer thing. No, no, because it was my fault for picking the W as the boomer because, okay, boomer, he would never know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We are out. Go Tiger Woods. One.
He's like tied for 50.